today. I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week, right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. This is the last in a series of shows drawing songs from winners of the Austin Music Awards, but tonight I'm going to mix things up a little bit. I also listened to the nominees for each of the categories, and in some cases I like the nominee better than I did the winner, and so I'm playing the nominee. Second, I'm looking only at an award year of 24-25 that concluded early in March, right before South by Southwest, instead of the last couple of years, which I've done before. And we lead off with one of the nominees for Best Band. It is The Point and their song Leaving.
Thank you.
Was John Muck nominated as Musician of the Year with Shake, Shake, Shake. Of course, the winner of that category was Gary Clark Jr., and we are going to hear him a little bit later on in the show. John was born in Uganda, and he draws from his African as well as some Western music and traditions. When he was growing up in Africa, he said he gravitated to sound, whether just sitting in the band room between the horns, just sitting there listening, or he later was up in his barracks, sleeping area for a whole bunch of kids, and he heard music, and he just followed that music wherever he could go until he found out it was in the choir room. So he was much younger. He just sat in the choir room as their mascot, not singing, but soaking it in. And while still in Uganda, it's a land, by the way, with 45 different languages, he picked up a CD at a friend's house, and he just started listening to another language, English. And he started mimicking the artists that he heard. He saw his first guitar at age 18, and he taught himself how to play. And later he was walking down the street, made a video of himself just singing to different people in the street there. Someone saw that and asked him if he wanted to sing on a cruise ship. So he did. And he got himself a visa, and he eventually landed in Austin. He is quite a talent. He's open for Billy Joel, for Norah Jones, for Mavis Staple, and a whole bunch. We let off that set with a group called The Point and their song Leaving, and I took that from a live recording at KUTX Studio 1A, and that session also features two instrumental numbers from them that sound like they were straight from Mexico, even though the band members are straight from Austin. The Point is Nico Leofante on drums, Jack Montesinos on guitar and vocals, and Joseph Roddy on organ, bass, and vocals. They met in a jazz band class in the sixth grade, and their performance, first one, was with a blues band at Jackson 29th, a club in Austin, when Jack was only 10 years old.
Joe's dad, Ted Roddy, is a legendary Austin rockabilly musician, and so Joseph played with him at a pretty early age. Jack was playing in blues clubs as a preteen, and the crowd goes crazy when you look at videos of him. The kid just got it, said the AMA Guitar Player of the Year, Eve Montesis, in an article in the Austin Chronicle. They're the real deal. Both those songs had kind of interesting rhythms to me, and so we're going to have another set with pretty much some interesting rhythms, and we're going to lead off with the Best Piano Award winner, Marcia Ball, and one of my favorites from hers, kind of a little swamp feel. That's enough of that stuff.
Started at 4 o'clock, went to the midnight hour. Everybody got so high, they couldn't get much higher.
The Peterson Brothers, the cover of the Spinners song, I'll Be Around. That was recorded live at the studio at Fisher. The Peterson Brothers were a nominee for the Best Blues Artist, and man, I like them a lot. Another category, though, won by Gary Clark Jr. Peterson Brothers are Glenn Peterson Jr. on vocals and lead guitar, Alex Peterson on bass, and they've been playing at the Continental Club about a mile from where Terry and I used to live since they were in their teens. The first gig was with the legendary pianist Pinetop Perkins, and they got their first start in music when their mom and grandmother gave them a turntable and a whole bunch of records and they bought it at a garage sale, and they absorbed all the R&B and the funk and the blues and added their own stuff. They are really good friends with Gary Clark Jr., and there are videos of his playing with them at Antone's that are a lot of fun. These guys are really, really good instrumentalists. We let off that set with Marcia Ball, and the song was That's Enough of That Stuff from her Hot Tamale Baby album. I wore that thing out when we lived in Austin. She was born in Texas only because her hometown of Vinton, Louisiana, didn't have a hospital, so her parents moved her right across the river to Orange, Texas for the birth. She was raised in Vinton and was in a band called Gum when she was at LSU. 1970, she started a progressive country band called Frida and the Fire Dogs in Austin, and she started her solo career there. She's got about 18 albums out and is over a half century of playing and singing and touring, and unfortunately, her voice sounds like it. It's pretty worn out, even though she continues to tour and her piano playing is still awesome. Listen to winners and losers, or nominees, they're nominees, of the 2024-25 Austin Music Award right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening, whether it's over the air or streaming at voiceofvashon.org or on the app.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Palouse Winery. Award-winning wines are available for tasting on their covered patio noon to 5 Friday through Sunday. For private event inquiries, to see the music schedule, or to make a reservation, visit palousewinery.com.
Thanks to all of you listening out there. We really appreciate your listening in, your donating. Give Big's coming up in, a month or so. So think about that. We're going to slow things down a little bit in this next set. We're going to start off with the folk bluegrass winner of the year, Erin Ivey. You've heard her before on this show, and she is here with a really fine song called Dust Bowl. And here we go with Dust Bowl.
From the hills and landed solid on the plain. The sky was blue, as wide as I could see, and the prairie grasses blew in the wind and in the rain. We knew the land was calling out our name. In the spring of 31, we would harvest in the sun. A job well done was its own prize, but there was nothing we could do. By the fall of 32, they came like moving mountains in disguise, and the land was rearranged before our eyes. Dust to breathe and dust to eat, dust to drink in when sleep. Couldn't tell the darkness from the day. Like two midnights in a jug, the dusters barreled down on us. The only thing that we could do was wait, hope our prayers would make it through to heaven's gate. Thank you. tried it harder. Tomorrow might be better than today. And in the stillness laid between, we fixed our eyes and dreamed. Said, I'm sorry, I cannot bring down the rain. Maybe next year we'll be on our feet again. Dust to breathe and dust to eat, dust to drink in when we sleep. Couldn't tell the darkness from the day. Like two midnights in a jug, the dusters barreled down on us. The only thing that we could do was wait and hope our prayers would.
That was a nominee for Best Folk Bluegrass Award, Large Brush Collection. That's correct. They are Nora Predley on vocals and bass, Gabriela Torres on vocals and flute, Dan Magorian on guitar, Ishi Bakkel on drums, and Ryan Black on electric guitar. Nora is the leader, and she won Best Bass Player of the Year this year as well. She moved to Austin from Illinois in 2016 after coming out there, and she started hanging out in a now-closed venue in Austin called Dozen Street, and she went to the open mic every Wednesday. She said she forced herself to go so she could have an opportunity to get better under a little bit of pressure. The pandemic hit, and Nora kept writing and then eventually bonded with some other bandmates, and they made a record. We'll see where they go. Before Large Brush Collection, we heard Erin Ivey, who was the winner of the Folk Bluegrass Award this year. She was on vocals and guitar, Chuck Pennell on lead guitar, and Warren Hood, was on backup vocals. Warren was the 23-24 winner of the Best Strings at the AMA. Erin was the winner of the Best Folk Bluegrass category, as I said, and Dust Bowl that we just heard was from her album Solace in the Wild, released in 2020, and you've heard that on this show before, and you just listened to my autographed copy of that as well. It was on the ballot for the 64th Grammy for Best Folk Album, and the single Dust Bowl was up for the Best American Roots Song. Erin was raised at the U.S. Naval Academy. She moved to Austin to go to UT. She started out at open mic at the Cactus Cafe and went on to write more songs and do a lot of performing. She's got an album out in 2024 called Souvenir, which was created while she was recovering from lung cancer surgery. And the last thing I saw on her Facebook page, anyway, she seems to be doing okay. We are featuring the 2025 Austin Music Award winners and nominees on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in, wherever you may be coming in from. We're going to continue in this vein with a little bit more of a country feel, and we're going to lead off with a nominee for Best Country, Jonathan Terrell. And he's got his tongue pretty well firmly planted in his cheek on this one, I think, at least part of it. Here he is with the song Texas.
Well, you could have it all, but where would you put it? Unless you got room to roam, go see the world and breeze right through it. But you got some place to call home. Well, you could be from Japan or some faraway star, but we'll take you just the way you are. So if you're tired of gunning and running down those fences, come on home to Texas. Well, they say less is more, I guess more or less. We got more out here than you know. So swing by in the spring where the bluebonnets grow. Sleep by campfires glow. Well, I've seen the seven wonders and roadside bar, and I've heard an angel sing with a steel guitar. So if you're feeling lost, feeling lonely like something's missing, come on home to Texas. You could hail from the tired of gunning and running down those fences. Come on home to Texas. Yeah, if you're feeling lost, feeling lonely like something's missing, come on home to Texas. Come on home to Texas one more time. Come on home. We can talk it out. Tell me what it's all about. But don't speak in English. You can just let it flow. Take it right from your soul. But don't say words I understand. 'Cause I've had enough of that kind of stuff. Very long, long time.
You can tell me where to go. Tell me what I don't know.
But don't speak in English.
And you can talk politics and get your political fix. But don't say words that I understand.
'Cause I've had enough of that kind of stuff
for a long, long time.
You can let the telephone ring. Don't pass me that thing. I am not a receiver. You can play the music you choose. Western swing or Delta blues.
Where the wasted words of you and old John Prine will do.
And we'll just talk for a while. Phone rang. Don't pass me that thing.
I am not a receiver.
You can play the music you choose. Western swing or Delta blues. Where the wasted words of you and old Van Zandt will do. Maybe two. And we'll just talk for a while. And when we talk it out, you tell me what it's all about. Just don't
speak in English. If you get it in your head that you want to take me to bed,
just don't say words that I understand. 'Cause I've had enough of that kind of stuff.
For a long, long time.
'Cause I've had enough of that kind of stuff. For a long, 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 long time.
The wonderful Kerry Rodriguez, along with Chip Taylor on vocals and guitar, and their song Don't Speak English from their 2003 album, The Trouble with Humans. And thanks to VOV board member Lydia
Sorry, Lydia, for the recommendation on which song by Carrie to play. Carrie, not Lydia, was the 2024-25 Strings Player of the Year on the heels of some other awards from AMA. And as noted before, when I played her music before, her father, David Rodriguez, was a poet and a singer-songwriter, and her mother, Katie Nail, was a visual artist. Carrie started Tsuzuki violin lessons at age 5. She carried through with the violin through the high school, and she attended Oberlin Conservatory in Ohio. But she moved from classical, which was at Oberlin, to studying fiddle at the Berklee College of Music. She was playing in Austin when Chip Taylor spotted her and asked her to join his band for a tour in Europe. She and Chip cut their first albums in 2002 and then 3 more, including The Trouble with Humans. She's got some solo albums, and she wrote a musical. And a note about Chip Taylor, he is a well-known songwriter who wrote Wild Thing and Angel of the Morning, among other things. Before Chip and Carrie, we heard Jonathan Terrell on vocals and guitar, nominee for the Best Country Band, and Simon Page was on pedal steel. Song was Texas, a single that he dropped in 2022. He's got an interesting background. He was born into a family of ex-cult members, and they were musicians. And he was born in the back room of a trailer hidden in the East Pines, the Pines, way up in East Texas. He worked horses and also wrote some songs for fun. And then he said, while driving across Texas, he had an epiphany, a voice telling him, "You will make music." And he's done that ever since. Got a few albums out and an EP, but he stopped recording when he toured as the front guy for the rock and roll band Not in the Face. He's back to writing, recording, and touring. I'm your host of Boogie Back to Texas, Jeff Fletcher. Tonight, we are listening to musicians awarded or nominated for various categories of the 2024-25 Austin Music Awards. Thanks for listening, whether you are on the app, on the radio.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Well, thanks again to our underwriters. We really appreciate their support. And, of course, we appreciate y'all listening in. It's a lot of fun for us to be up here in the studio. So we're going to head toward the door of this final show in the Austin Music Awards series with a couple protest songs. The first one comes from a nominee for Best Album of the Year. And the song, if the band is The Good Looks, and their song is Vultures.
There's a double wide on the interstate, and they're hauling it in halves. Impatient people tailgating, just waiting to get past. But you can't really blame them none, cause they're working 9 to 5. We sleep or sell most of our time until we finally die. Developers are buying up a bunch of trailer parks. And if you think on it for very long, boy, it's bound to break your heart. Cause poor folks own those mobile homes, but they do not own the land. And the new landlords raise the rent because they know they can. Mobile homes ain't all that mobile, sites where you gonna go. Times are bad and getting worse, and it's one thing that I know. Watch these prospectors, they're placing bets, they can sell us mobile homes. Cause you can't afford to buy a house, but you still prefer it home. Nothing wrong with the trailer park, with the hard working folks inside. It's just used to be the bottom rung, now it's the middle in decline. and they're ripping at the safety net, so you got no place to fall. But if you won't sell your time to them, then you won't subsist at all. If it don't seem intentional, I swear, just stare some more. Some call it innovation, some call it preying on the poor. Out of hacks I've thought I saw approaches. Out of hacks I've thought I saw approaches. Out of hacks I've thought I saw approaches.
Oh,
That was the song of the year from Gary Clark Jr. and Stevie Wonder. What about the children that was on the album of the year? JPEG Raw from the musician of the year and best guitarist of the year, Gary Clark Jr. I hope he had some help carrying all those awards home. As I noted in an earlier show, previous best guitar winner and this year's nominee for best guitarist, Eve Morrissey's and Gary grew up kind of together on the Austin blues scene, and they played together early on. Of course, Stevie Wonder, nah, you don't need anything about him. Before Gary and Stevie, we heard Good Looks, nominee for the best band, and Vultures from their nominated album, Lived Here a While. The band is Tyler Jordan on vocals and guitar, Jake Ames, lead guitar, Harrison Anderson on bass, and Phil Dunn on drums. They call their songs lighthearted, kind-hearted, and cathartic rock songs about the persistence required to make it through hard times. And they have really known some hard times. After their release show for their debut album, lead guitarist Jake Ames was hit by a car right outside the venue that night. His skull and tailbone were fractured, and afterwards he had a short-term memory issues. But he could still sing and play guitar as he came out of that. And they made their goal of going to Kerrville Festival. And even though Jake was under a strict rest regimen, they made it there all right. But the hard times were not over. In July of 2023, on their first day of a tour, their van was rear-ended by a speeding car, culminating in a wreck that burned their van, their instruments, their merch, and their records. Now, they came out of that okay physically, but still shook up. Well, I'm Jeff Fletcher, host of Boogie Back to Texas, and we are going to go out the door of this 2024-25 Austin Music Awards by calling back the Peterson Brothers back to the stage. After the song they did earlier in the show, I said they were great instrumentalists. Well, you're going to get a chance to hear that. Glenn is on lead guitar. Alex Peterson is on bass. And they are here with a sentiment that, as the clock runs down, I'm with it too. I got to go.
So sweet, but the way you treat me now, it's indeed, I gotta go.
Yeah, the Peterson Brothers right here on The Voice of Vashon, Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight, and we will see you next week.